And I'm so very grateful. Thank you, John. Thank you, Melanie, for bringing your hearts, your musical spirit, and all that you bless us with. Appreciate it. So we are moving closer and closer to Thanksgiving. It's that wonderful time of year that draws us into a greater consciousness of the goodness in our lives. And it's a time that I particularly love because it helps me to remember something so very vital in my life that oftentimes I get busy and I sort of go astray and I forget. And that is about living in thanks. So the talk title for today is Thanks Living, Our Key to Greater Abundance. And I'm going to do part one today, which is gratitude is an everyday practice. Friends. So gratitude is an everyday practice. And you know, when I talk about, I love this word, I'm sure other people have made it up. It sort of was a word that came to me, thanks living. It invites me into remembering that it is up to me. It's a part of what I create in my life. It is how I move forward in accomplishing the things that are vital and important to me and drawing into me, to me, that which I value and that which makes a difference, that which is the abundance of my life, health, wealth, goodness. And as we know in Unity, one of the very basic foundation, it's Unity says it's a youth principle, and it's truly a truth principle. And it was sort of shortened in kind of a cute little verbiage that Charles Fillmore said. He said, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. How many of you have heard that? Yeah, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. That's sort of an old Unityism. And we see that repeated through more current day avatars of light, people who are mystics and who are aware, Abraham Hicks, Deepak Chopra, Jean Houston talks about that. So there are just Eckhart Tolle. People speak about how we draw into our lives and manifest forward that which we focus upon, what our thoughts are. And we kind of, I think, you know, I don't know about you, but there's a great part of me just at that personal human level that kind of resists that because I'm so used to being up in all the old thoughts in my mind and thinking that sort of controls and that the outer world controls me that I really forget that I am co-creator with God, that I create my experience and my existence. And it is up to me to participate in thanks living in order to shift some of the things that appear to me in my life to be not exactly what I'd really like to have going on, right? So we understand through science that the limbic part of our brain, that the origination of how we were wired in order to survive was to be far more aware of negativity, of fear, of things out there that might jump out and get us, right? You know, the lions, the tigers, the poisonous berries on the bushes. It is a very vital part of our survival. And it takes us less than 6 seconds because we need that speed for our brain to go to that place that resonates more into that negative fear response. It takes about 11 or 12 seconds for us to shift that to something different. So it just behooves us to be aware that it's natural. You know, when something happens up there, somebody says something to us that hurts our feelings, or we lose a job, or someone is facing a health challenge, that first response, it's a natural response, it's fear, but it's not the only response. And so we have the opportunity to choose the activity of our thoughts and our minds and how we will go about shifting that. Now, sometimes people use thoughts held in mind produce after their kind to kind of beat themselves up or somebody else and say, oh, well, look at what's happening in your life. You know, what are you thinking? What's wrong with you, right? And that's not where we go with this, because no one can understand all the dynamics of anyone else's life or the journey that they are on. Half the time, we're sort of in the dark about our own journey until we begin bringing that light into that situation. And so to go to that place that pulls us down doesn't accomplish anything. It is a part of that negative wiring in our brain that does that. So this is an opportunity to begin practicing thanks living every day. In scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. Now, at first it's like, wait a minute. You know, did I ask for that car crash? Did I ask to lose my job? Did I ask for a challenging health prognosis? Did I ask for my children to be mad at me? But let's go back to look at this. It doesn't say for all things. It doesn't say give thanks for all things. It says give thanks in all things. So what it's reminding us to do is in those moments when those things come forward in our lives that feel challenging, that are a part of outer world appearances, that are just a natural part of what goes on in our lives, when those come up, it's reminding us of the principle of shifting the focus of our thoughts. When we give thanks in any moment, regardless of outer circumstances, what we are literally doing is rewiring our brain and shifting the energy around us and calling forth a whole different vibration. Because gratitude is on the emotional vibration, planetary creation level of vibration is one of the very highest resonances that we can align ourselves with. Scripture goes on to say in Isaiah 12, 2 through 4, it says, I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God, Yah, is my strength and my song. With joy you will draw water from the wells. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. So in all things, when we remember that we can draw upon that well through a resonance of gratitude that shifts us within 12 seconds from that negative vibration into a positive vibration that aligns us with our greater good, with our abundance. Abraham Hicks talks to us, and many people say, about drawing that vibration to us. When we resonate at it, it's like a magnet. Oh, wait, Charles Fillmore's up here too. Let me see on his quote. Okay, so Charles Fillmore in Mysteries of John says, we increase our vitality by blessing and giving thanks in spirit. It has been found by experience that a person increases his blessings by being grateful for what he has. Gratitude is a great magnet. It's a great magnet. And when gratitude is expressed from the spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. So, Darren Johnson, who is an author and a public speaker, talks about how important it is to be willing to shift those habitual thoughts that come into our minds. How many of you have a few that kind of seem to come back all the time?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I just go like, man, I thought I dealt with that one, and there it is, right there in front of my face. So he says, ultimately, your state of mind determines your circumstances. To realize the outcomes you want, it is critical to recognize and experience the transition from our present thoughts, habits, and actions to new thoughts, habits, and actions. So we know through, I mean, it's amazing the research that is now available to us about neural pathways and how our brains work. And we can understand most researchers are saying that it takes about 21 days to begin dissolving a habit. However, it takes another up to about 66 days total to begin to develop a new one. So we sort of tend to work on it for a little while and we think, oh good, I've let that one go, you know, and we forget though to replace that, to bring in that new consciousness and to begin to build that. And because we're working against that natural hardwiring of our brain, we're wanting to rewire our neural pathways. And we have the capacity to do that. And it is through thanksgiving. It is through our willingness to be aware of where our thoughts are focused. So I did some research online about more current benefits that they talk about with gratitude. And it was the same thing like last week when I was talking about music. And I was sharing that resonance of music and when we engage in it together and how much of scripture talks about raising our voices in song and music and the joyfulness. Just like that, it's the same thing with gratitude. If we are focused on the things that we are grateful for, they can now hook up, you know, to your brain and do all these amazing scientific things to measure when people have been practicing gratitude exercises, how it makes a difference. And what they say is that when you practice, and there's several different ways you can do that, but when you practice gratitude exercises, it shifts your brain, and not only does it do that, but it produces lasting results. And the more you do it, then the more your brain is aligned to pull that forward. And it affects people with depression. It helps shift their state of consciousness out of depression. It helps people with their stress. It helps people actually to be able to exercise and be more aligned in their body. It helps their heart rate. It helps their mental attitude. It helps so many things. I didn't want to bring a whole list of everything. It was amazing how practicing that resonance of gratitude touches us, shifts us, and makes a difference. From Jeremiah scripture, Jeremiah 30:19, it says, out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving and the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them. Hear that? I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. I will make them honored and they shall not be small. When we sing, when we have a sense of thanksgiving, when we celebrate, they're multiplied. That this is scripture letting us know the activity of spirit, of creation. Deepak Chopra, from his website, says, if you want more happiness, joy, and energy, gratitude is clearly a crucial quality to cultivate. It is a fullness of heart that moves us from limitation and fear to expansion and love. When we're appreciating something, our ego moves out of the way and we connect with our soul. Gratitude brings our attention into the present, which is the only place where miracles can unfold. The deeper our appreciation, the more we see with the eyes of the soul, and the more our life flows in harmony with the creative power of the universe. That's from www.chopra.com. How many of you watch Oprah Winfrey? Or have at least once? Or at least aware of her presence? And the path that she walks, there we go. I love this. She says, I live in the space of thankfulness. I live in the space of thankfulness. That's thanksgiving. And I have been rewarded a million times over for it. I started out giving thanks for small things, and the more thankful I became, the more my bounty increased. That's because what you focus on expands. That's what Charles Fillmore said. That's what the idea of thoughts and mind produce after their kind. What we focus on expands. And when you focus on the goodness in your life, you create more of it. Opportunities, relationships, even money flowed my way when I learned to be grateful no matter what happened in my life. No matter what happened. So friends, as we're considering, especially at this wonderful time of the Thanksgiving holidays, think about thanks living and understanding that our thoughts are the key to a greater abundance in our life. But as everything says, in changing habits, in changing the pattern of, you know, the thoughts that come up to kind of bite us, you know where, it requires conscious effort. It requires practice. Like anything. Anything we choose to do, if we want to learn how to do math, if we want to learn how to sing or play the piano or a musical instrument, if we want to learn how to dance or we want to learn how to draw or any of the things that we want to do in life, it does require a concerted effort to focus and to practice. Conscious gratitude unlocks a treasure chest of good, friends. Conscious gratitude, when we employ it, when we practice it, when we participate in it and have it be a part of our lives. So let's think about that a little bit. And there's a lot of different practices. Are any of you, do you have a gratitude practice? Anyone want to share? Yeah, I know you would.
Making verses.
Oh, yes, yes. Tanina is so creative and she makes purses and butterflies. See? And, you know, and it brings joy to her heart. So there's this sense of gratitude and of sharing and of giving. Teresa. It's, yes, and that's one of the more popular ones out there to either daily, take even just 5 minutes, or while you're driving in your car. Yeah, Warren.
Well, I try to, like at work, I have to ask a lot of questions, and I try to let people know that I appreciate them taking the time.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, thanking our kids when they take out the trash or do their chores or show up and tell us they love us, or appreciating our employees or our employers, the people around us, being grateful for our family and our friends. Making lists helps keep us focused. Some people do a journal. One of the things that was mentioned is to write 3 thank you notes every day, whether you send them or not, but just to go ahead and to write thank you notes. So when we stop to think about practicing gratitude daily and recognizing that what we're about doing is shifting the habitual patterns we may have of certain negative thoughts. I mean, we're all grateful for many things. However, when there's challenges or things, it's really helpful to begin actually practicing something on a conscious level. So I'll share a little thing that I'm going through. Many of you know I serve on the board at my condominium association, and it's an interesting group of people that are on that board with me. And do we all think the same way?
No.
No, we do not, and nor do all the owners that are a part of that. And it has been a fascinating process. And so in my experience, there are a couple of people on the board who seem to delight in stirring up and fomenting little things. So they'll show up with a big smile on their face and be all agreeable. And then underneath, they go around to neighbors and they sort of solicit, oh, well, don't you think this isn't right and we should do something about it? And don't you think, and how about if we, you know, and then they'll do little snarky comments or, you know, whatever. Now, as much as I'm able from that personal place, I really try to remember that is my experience, you know, and yes, they do certain things, and how I experience it though is my experience. So we're in the midst of this survey thing that's taken us forever to put together. And again, this is just a survey to get an idea of what people want. It's not even an actual vote to put out. And it's taken us over a month going back and forth and back and forth on what's actually going to be the options on the survey when we actually asked the people themselves what they wanted on the survey. So I'm just, you know, man, I got into this round of emails going through back and forth and comments and blah, 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 you know, and I'm like all and thinking, and a lot of this happened more of it yesterday, and I'm going, oh, criminy. I said another word. I'm talking about gratitude tomorrow. And what in the heck am I doing right now in the space of my mind in this process? So, was it easy to shift all of my thoughts to a place of gratitude? No. And I'm still grappling with gratitude for these particular people. However, see, that's not the point, because my shifting my thoughts to gratitude is not about changing them, as much as I would really like to do that, you know. It isn't about changing them. What it is when I shift to a thought of gratitude, it takes me away from my own snarkiness, from my own discomfort, from my own blah stuff that was going on. Now, I had to practice it, and I didn't stay in it all the time, but I noticed that when I made a concerted effort, it did make a difference. And it will be a continued practice. Some things are a little bit easier and shift quicker, and some things take a lot of practice. But by golly day, when I let go of trying to change them or thinking they needed to be different, and when I recognized it's up to me to create and to manifest and to draw forth the energy out of this universe, out of the godness of all creation, what I choose. And if I am choosing abundance and peace of mind and health and wholeness, you know, when I'd start to just vibrate and resonate with that, it made a great big difference. It made a great big difference. So, from another, website, it's a big long one, Kevin. It starts out with inc.com, Jessica Stillman. She did research, and there were several pages that I looked at, but she says, and she quoted Dr. Jared and many other people, but she says, the more practice you give your brain at feeling and expressing gratitude, the more it adapts to this mindset. See, that's what we're talking about, rewiring our brain. You could even think of your brain as having a sort of gratitude muscle that can be exercised and strengthened. In short, practicing gratitude seems to kick off a healthful self-perpetuating. See, once we set it in motion, it's a self-perpetuating cycle in our brains. Well, that's kind of exciting. You know, when we're willing to take the time to change the habit, to release it in the first 21 days and to continue that practice of gratitude, of writing a list every day, or of journaling, or of sending out thank you notes. Even though our minds are going to resist, it's like, yeah, that's not going to make a difference. It's about, we resist a lot of things. It's like, okay, but I'm going to do it anyway. And then we begin to feel the changes that occur because we are focused at a whole different mindset, at a whole different place. So right before I close, I'm just going to take a minute for a little exercise here. So I want you to just sit for a couple minutes, couple seconds, whatever, and think about like four or five things you're really grateful for. It could be the cushion on the seat so you don't have to sit on a hard pew. It could be the coat that you have to wear on a cold day. It could be friends, relatives. It could be so many things. It could be your joy of being here. It could be your appreciation of the music. So now that I've brought up some suggestions, I'll try to be quiet for a minute and let you think. Okay, now once you have three, four, five things in your mind, when I say ready, set, go, which I will say in just a minute, when I say ready, set, go, I want everyone in the room all at once saying those four or five things or however many things you want to say so that we, you don't wait for anybody else. We all talk all at the same time and we put that energetic awareness, those things that we are grateful for out around us and into this room and surrounding each other with that. Okay? So here we go. Ready, set, go. My cats, my house, my coat, the rain, the snow that's coming, the Thanksgiving dinner. Keep going. Yeah. Any more? Any last little stragglers? Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner, mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey or not turkey. Our wonderful sound people, our wonderful PowerPoint, the musicians that show up in each and every week work together heartfully to bring us inspiration. This community to be part of. Go ahead.
You came home from Ireland.
Oh. Thank you. She said that I came back from Ireland and didn't stay there. That was precious. Aw. So do you feel a difference? Do you feel sort of like this little vibration inside, this awakening, a lifting up? Friends, and that's what we're about in this everyday practicing of gratitude. It is amazing. I was so amazed. I thought, oh yeah, this isn't really going to work. I'm really ticked off at these people, you know? And yet, when I really, did do the practice, my mind was on that. You cannot think of two things at the same time. We think we can, we go back and forth. So when I was really focused on the gratitude, you know what happened? My cat, my little beloved Jaxie, jumped right up in my lap and sat there and was like, you know, doing the kneading thing, you know, Mom, I love you, and then curled up and went to sleep. Before he'd been like running all over like the zombie. I don't know what he was doing. I'm like, oh. So friends, it's these things that as we're aware of, that shift in our energetic vibration, as we choose to change the patterns of our thinking, as we break some of those old habits and we begin to establish new ones, we start participating in that practice, that everyday practice of gratitude. Conscious gratitude unlocks a treasure chest of abundant good. Let's be about drawing that forth for us in our lives, each and every one. And we'll do part two of Thanksgiving, next week. And we will also be celebrating a service of communion, a service that in unity, how we celebrate communion. And we'll have that opportunity to break bread together and to recognize that as we change our thoughts, we open ourselves to receive. And how important it is not only to give, but to be willing to receive. I look forward to seeing you next week.